recorded books, and one-click digital present The Darling Dahlias and the Silver Dollar Bush by Susan Wittig Albert, narrated by Peggotty Price.
May 1st, 1933. The Darling Dahlias Clubhouse and Gardens, 302 Camellia Street, Darling, Alabama. Dear reader, we have to say that we were very surprised when Mrs. Albert approached us about writing another book about our darling garden club. The last few weeks have been so tough here in our little town, like everywhere else around the country, probably, that it hardly seems right to make a story out of people's hardships. But even though things looked pretty grim for a while, we got through the rough waters, and now our town is managing to sail along on a more even keel with a little more money in our pockets, or what passes for money, anyway. And, as Mrs. Albert points out, we're all in the very same boat these days, and when we feel like it's sinking right out from under us, it helps to know how others have managed to stay afloat. So, in the interest of letting other towns know how Darling managed to survive the threatened closing of its one and only bank, we've told Mrs. Albert that we would help her write her book. And when she asked us to recommend a title, a garden plant that's connected with the story, was what she said, some of us came up right away with The Silver Dollar Bush. We thought of that because the dried seed pods look so much like silver dollars, and this story has to do with money and the lack of it and how we coped. The silver dollar bush is the plant that Miss Rogers, our darling librarian, insists on calling by its Latin name, Lunaria. But, as Mildred Kilgore reminded us,